The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Again, welcome to Bob Burney Live on this Tuesday afternoon. In the midst of these absolutely historic days. Now, folks, keep the faith. And I don't mean that as a worn-out old cliche. Keep the faith. We're going to get through this. We really are. I wrote a kind of a semi-editorial this morning to the email list of our ministry, Crosspower Ministry, sent it out to our partners for the ministry that Joy and I have, Crosspower. And I titled it, Dagon Has Fallen. Dagon Has Fallen. Now, many of you will immediately recognize what I'm talking about. 1 Samuel chapter 5. If you remember, and by the way, if you would like to receive that editorial newsletter, send me an email, bob@bobtalk.com, and just say, send me newsletter, all right? Just send me newsletter, and I'll send it to you. If you want us to add you to our mailing list, I'll be more than happy to do that. If you don't, just say, hey, just send it to me. Don't add me to the mailing list. And that's okay as well. But I want to share this with you. Dagon has fallen. In 1 Samuel chapter 5, the Philistines have captured the Ark of the Covenant. Now, most of you know that in the Old Testament, the Ark of the Covenant really did represent the physical presence of God. The Ark of the Covenant was put into the Holy of Holies, first in the tabernacle, later into the temple. And when it was put into the Holy of Holies, the Shekinah glory would come down and fall upon the tabernacle and later the temple. And it would surround it, and it indicated God was there. In the Old Testament, God did not indwell people through his Spirit. The presence of God came and left, came and left, came and left, all through the Old Testament. There was no permanent presence of God in the Old Testament, and certainly not an internal presence like we have today on this side of the cross. Anyway, so the Ark of the Covenant, there was nothing more important to the Israel nation. There was nothing more representative of the Jehovah God of Israel. But because of their sin, rebellion, and disobedience, God allowed the Philistines to capture the Ark of the Covenant. Now, the Philistines had their own god. That was Dagon. It was a fish god. It was half human, half fish. It had kind of the face and the head of a man and the tail of a fish. It was a fish god. And as far as the Philistines were concerned, the ark was just another god, another statue. Didn't look like theirs, but they had no understanding of Jehovah God and what the ark really represented. Anyway, they captured it. And they thought, now we have their God. They can't do anything because we have their God. And so they bring the Ark of the Covenant into the temple of Dagon. They said, now we got two gods. We got our God, we got their God. We're unstoppable. And so they put it in the Temple of Dagon, and at night they close it up. They go home. They go to their tents, and they come back the next morning. The ark is fine, and the statue of Dagon has fallen flat on its face. I thought, well, that's weird. That's strange. So they pick up the statue of Dagon, put it back up on its pedestal, and go about their worship of Dagon and so forth. Night, they close up the temple, go home back to their tents. They come in the next morning. And now not only is the statue of Dagon fallen, it's broken into pieces. The only thing left, the Bible says, is the stump. The stump. That's it. Well, that got their attention, and they realized, oh, this ark thing, this God of the Hebrews, this is something we've never dealt with. Scared them to death because Dagon had fallen. All right, some of you know I'm headed with this. If you go back 4 to 5 weeks ago, just that recently, I think almost everybody would agree that America had their gods. Football, baseball, basketball, hockey. And I think it's really interesting. And did God time it this way? I don't know, but I think it's really interesting. It was that one time of the year that everything was kind of overlapping. The seasons were overlapping. Hockey and basketball and baseball. And we even have this new spring football league. All of the gods of America. Because every Sunday, people worship at the altar of football. Saturday, the altar of football. Sports, entertainment, bars, movies, concerts. These were our gods. These were our gods. And I got news. Dagon has fallen. Every one of those things stripped away. Every one of them. Gone. All of the things that Americans spend millions and millions and millions of dollars and thousands of hours that consume them. And I'm not saying this is wrong, but, you know, people dedicate entire rooms to the Buckeyes, to the Browns, to the Bengals, to the Cavaliers. They wear the shirts. They got the hats. They paint their cars in those colors. They are consumed with their team. That's all gone now. Dagon has fallen. But what we learned last Sunday, God is alive and well, and the church is alive and well. All right, we got this virus. Can't meet, can't get together. Okay, we'll go online. We'll live stream. We'll record it. We'll stream it out. Audio, video. We'll drive in. We'll put all the cars in the parking lot and broadcast to the cars in the parking lot. I can't prove this, but several people have said this past Sunday, the gospel of Jesus Christ penetrated more homes than any single day in American history. Dagon has fallen, but the church has risen. Reminds me of Acts chapter 12 when Herod tried to destroy the church at Jerusalem. He did his best, and in the end, by the time you come to the end of chapter 12 of Acts, Herod is dead, and the very next verse says, and the word of God grew and multiplied. It's exactly what's happening today. The gospel will not be stopped. Sports, maybe stop for a while. The gods of our culture may have fallen, but but not the gospel, not God, not his word. So in the midst of all this tragedy and chaos and confusion and fear, there's a lot of good news as well.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Okay, just got a personal message from Attorney General Dave Yost. He just sent me this text. I'm up to my neck this afternoon, can't do it right now. We'll try to hook up with you tomorrow. Thank you, Attorney General Dave Yost. Dave is a good man, and he loves this audience, by the way. He really does. He loves this audience, so... Hopefully we'll be able to hook up with Attorney General Dave Yost tomorrow and give us an update on what's happening with Planned Parenthood. We'll keep you up to date on that. Speaking of keeping you up to date, I was hoping we would have some donations to the Bible League over the last half hour or so. Let me pull up the call center report one more time. Let me just hit refresh real quick. Just take a sec. Run report. Here it comes. No, nothing yet today. We are a little over $1,600 away from our goal of $12,000. That's it. I mean, think about it. What is that? 86, 87%? We're so close to 90%. I would love to get this taken care of today. People in Asia, I know we've got a national tragedy. I know we have an international tragedy. But folks, listen, what is needed more than anything else is the gospel, the word of God. There is nothing more urgent than getting God's word to people who desperately want it. And that's what we're doing. And so many of you have called. It's incredible. You have given over $10,000. So thank you. And we're so close. A little over $1,600 away. 800-YES-WORD. 800-937-9673. 800-YES-WORD. 800-937-9673. Please, somebody could start it today. Every time, and I keep saying this, but it's absolutely true. Somebody starts it and others respond. I don't understand the psychology behind it, but it's just somebody calls, they're the first, and then the calls begin to start coming in. Would you be the first today? 800-YES-WORD, whatever the pledge, $10. $50, $500. We're a little over $1,600 away from our goal. That's it. 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. In the midst of this crisis, I tell you folks, we live in a free society. We have freedom of speech and we have freedom of the press. It is very, very difficult, and it should be, in America, to prosecute the press, because we cannot lose a free press. And because of that, there is an enormous amount of fake news, biased news, slanted news, fake news, false news. Can I give you an illustration of that? Yesterday, if you were listening, I told you I was absolutely shocked that the New York Times had put out a headline, Democrats block action on $1.8 trillion stimulus. If you were listening yesterday, I said, I can't believe the New York Times actually acknowledged that it's the Democrats holding this thing up. Well, as most of you know, newspapers go through multiple editions Same basic news, a few changes, but they sometimes change the headline when they get pressure and pushback. Now think about that. The news media should be absolutely immune to pushback and changing a headline because people didn't like the headline. Well, as most of you know, most of the mainstream media is absolutely, totally under control of the liberal left. It's true. It is absolutely true. It's provable. It's verifiable. It's under the control of the left. And so I knew that when the New York Times put out the headline, "Democrats block action on $1.8 trillion stimulus," they would get pushback. Well, they did. And so a few hours later, they changed the headline. The second headline was, "Democrats block action on stimulus plan seeking worker protections." They had to add that. Yeah, it was the Democrats, but the reason they did it was because they were just caring for the workers. That still wasn't enough to appease the left. And so here is the third same story. Here is the third headline. "Partisan divide threatens deal on rescue bill." Now, let me review this for you. All right? It's the same story, same basic content, but the headline in one day changes from "Democrats block action on $1.8 trillion stimulus." Change to "Democrats block action on stimulus plan seeking worker protections." And finally, "Partisan divide threatens deal on rescue bill." Nothing, nothing, nothing about the Democrats. What could be more obvious? Talk about slant, bias. Wow. And then we got this story. Majority Whip James Clyburn from South Carolina was a part of a conference call on Friday with Democratic colleagues. During the conference call, he was heard to say, "The coronavirus represents a tremendous opportunity to restructure things to fit our vision. We got people getting sick by the thousands. We got people dying by the hundreds. And one of the leaders in the Democratic Party, James Clyburn from South Carolina, is heard in a conference call with other Democrats. This is a tremendous opportunity to restructure things to fit our vision." Yes. Not about helping people saving lives. It's restructuring things to fit their vision. I'm telling you, folks, the liberal left destroys, kills everything it touches. You can save some spiritual lives by calling 800-YES-WORD. Please call 800-YES-WORD. Let's reach our goal today. Let's do it.